Well, there are, of course, a number of great differences. The situation in South Africa was an internal one. It was not splitting the country. But there were lessons there, lessons about statesmanship on the part of both President Mandela and then President F.W. de Klerk, certain principles that they reached in the course of the negotiations at one critical point, not to let spoilers get in the way. So there are some lessons there. But the situation in Sudan and South Sudan is different. 40 years of civil war, really, two civil wars, leaving a great deal of bitterness and suspicion and anger. And even though South Sudan became independent peacefully, all the issues that go to setting up a state-to-state relationship have been very slow in coming.
President Salva Kiir and President Omar Hassan al-Bashir have been battlefield commanders, and now they are entrusted with the responsibility of working out the diplomatic relations between the two for their economic reasons. They are responsible for creating a good image of their countries out there in the backdrop of the lot of fighting that's going on there. You have been interacting with these two leaders. Do you see them as leaders who are able, willing to deliver peace to their people?
I think that neither country wants to go back to full-scale war. I think that's fairly clear. But I think in Sudan, there is a group of people who bear a great deal of suspicion towards South Sudan and therefore do not trust them in terms of agreements and prefer to take a harder line and a more demanding line. Than sometimes President Bashir has expressed at the summit. President Kiir, for his part, has pledged himself to a peaceful agreement, but he has people in his government who feel that these agreements haven't produced anything, and therefore they are questioning whether the concessions or agreements are worthwhile. So for the two presidents, while they have come together and kept the process going, both of them have people inside who are not fully confident about this whole process. And that has slowed it up and made it very difficult to move forward.
And how, what is the way forward in a situation
Well,
like
I
that?
think the way forward is that the two countries have to realize where their interests are. For example, there are people in the government of Sudan who feel that by holding up on the oil agreement, not letting it go forward, and by introducing new additional demands about security, that they somehow can gain more from South Sudan. I think it's a mistake. What they're doing is producing more disillusionment in South Sudan than any of these agreements will ever be implemented. So instead of getting more cooperation, they're in danger of getting less. The same is true on Abyei. In South Sudan, I think there has to be a recognition that there are big issues in state building. And the focus on Sudan as the source of many of or most of their problems is diverting them to some extent from undertaking the issues they have to deal with at home. So I think both sides have to think very carefully about how do you have a relationship with a country you don't necessarily like very much. But you have to have that relationship for your own security and economic benefit.